Surah Al-Infitar, the surah speaking about the end of time and the events that will happen before the resurrection and on the day of judgment. Then surah goes on to speak about the arrogance and ungratefulness of the human being, and it speaks about the cause of this arrogance and this ungratefulness, and that being his disbelief in the hereafter. His disbelief that there will be no judgment for what he's doing. And then the surah also speaks about, and we see this as recurring themes in Meccan surahs also, the two camps of people in the hereafter. The people of Jannah and the people of Hellfire, on the day when all sovereignty will belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا
In the beginning of the surah, if you remember back to the beginning of the seminar, I said that if the word إِذَا comes, there has to be an answer to إِذَا also. Just like we said, the qasam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ, if the heaven is cut asunder, like ripped open, and in the translation it's when, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no if to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's when it'll happen because it's a reality. However, in the Arabic language there has to be an answer to the إِذَا. If the heaven opens, then what? What will happen? And if you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, and if the stars are scattered, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas burst forth, fujira is the bursting, wa idha al-quburu, and when the graves, and if the graves, bu'athira is to be dumped out. Here in verse 5 is the jawab of the idha. Basically, the answer to the idha is that if that happens, meaning when it happens, in verse 5, alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akhara, that the human will truly understand what they have come forward with and what they left behind. When there is a calamity that befalls, where does a person run to? Where does a person run? If there's a tornado and something like that, a person runs to the basement. But when there's a real calamity, the people don't know where to go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. We saw in Surah Al-Qari'ah, كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَكُوثِ, running everywhere, not knowing where to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qiyamah also, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, that the human will say on that day, where is the escape? كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ, that there's no escape. This is the end of time and the reality. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and again, the interaction, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ, then what, Ya Rabbi? وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, then what? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 5, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. In verse 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ. And it's a call to all mankind. If you remember, when Yusuf Islam came into, when he accepted Islam, and if you heard his story, he said, the first thing he came upon was that verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ. O mankind, and the call was for everybody. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the same nida, it's the same like calling, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. غَرَر, if someone's cheating you in a, say like a car salesman, and they cheat you in Islamic financial contracts and so on, it's called غَرَر. It's called غَرَر because of the cheating that happens. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مَا غَرَّكَ, what made you careless, or what's cheating you and fooling you when it concerns your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. And I remember there was an article once where a person, he was talking about North Americans' belief in God, and he himself, you know, he's kind of atheist, but he said, but I wouldn't be arrogant enough to say that there is no God. You know, higher being, that whole thing. But he said, he admits that if he was to take that path of saying there is no God, he realizes that that is the ultimate arrogance. Basically saying that human beings are the gods then. And so what is fooling someone, and then a person looks, what is actually distracting them from the reality of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? And what makes a person feel safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the plotting of Allah Azza wa Jal against them? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, رَبِّكَ, your Lord, الْكَرِيمِ, the most generous. And you see the loving words here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pulling the person back to himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the nobility of a human being when Allah says, رَبِّكَ, your Lord, الْكَرِيمِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِي, the one who خَلَقَكَ, who created you, فَسَوَّاكَ, and made and perfected your creation, fashioned you perfectly, فَعَدَلَكَ, and gave you due proportion, and made and perfected that creation, فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ, any surah, and any picture, and any fashion, any form that He willed, He created you in that form. If you remember before, when I was saying about how when someone gets misguided, who is it or what is it that's making them become misguided? If the person really looks at it, it may be just a classmate in a class here or there, a professor. It might be a TV show that they saw that's actually misguiding them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It might be just a book that they read. But if you look at that on the Day of Judgment, all their hope is in this classmate. Or all their hope is in this television program, or all their hope is in this book. So they're basically coming on the Day of Judgment with the most flimsiest defense, as opposed to Al-Quran Al-Kareem and the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth of what He's saying, Azza wa Jal. In verse 7, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَّا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. And there's so many things people say, what if the ears were here, and what if... One thing that really like stuck in my mind was a comment someone said, what if a person's knees were on the back of their feet, the back of their legs? What would a chair look like? Try to imagine what a chair would look like if that was the case. Right? Something as simple as that, the knees. And of course, it's not coincidence, but it's the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. There was a brother that had mentioned this joke, and he said, and it's kind of unbefitting, so I'm trying to adjust it. And it was basically these scientists that had challenged the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, like, look, we can create just like God can create. So they got into the lab, they begin this race to create like a human being. And then the scientist tells the other one, he says, go get dirt from outside, you know, quickly go get the dirt. He runs outside to get dirt, he bends down, and then this lightning bolt strikes him on the hand. And then he hears a voice from the heavens say, go get your own dirt. Right, go make your own dirt. So when the people, subhanAllah, when they claim that they're, you know, cloning or something like that, they're only doing it with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. with what Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them. So they're not creating anything new, but this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into those cells, that they could do something like that. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this arrogance, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ, that no, and this misconception, this misguidance is wrong, بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ, that the reality is that you deny a deen, the day of repayment. And I remember in Medina University, I'm just reflecting on my experiences, the exams that would come were very hard. Inshallah, not like the Maghrib Institute exams. But over there, they were enormously hard. When we would go to the exam, you could hear people vomiting outside, like from the intensity of the exam. If you started like the semester and you were planning like, oh, I don't want to study Islam, I want to go study computer science, make $70,000 and help all the Muslims with the money. If someone had in their mind like disbelieved in the exams that were coming in the end, they have already failed. Because it's too hard to get through that. You know, the study process. If a person gives up from the very beginning, then there's no way that they're going to make it to the end. And so this person actually, something similar, that they're not making it to the end because they're trying to cover up the fact that there's going to be a repayment in the end for their actions. And the only way they can justify it is to cover up the truth of that judgment that's going to take place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this issue in verse 9, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. And that's the reality of what's making them careless about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, and indeed upon you, عَلَيْكُمْ upon you, upon لَحَافِظِينَ. And we mentioned about this, the angels, كِرَامًا, in verse 11, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ, writing down. Kiram, like, comes from the word like karam, they're honorable. Katibin, writing. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, they know what you're doing. I remember at one ISNA conference, Ahmed al-Qadi, this was a time, I believe it was probably the World Trade Center in 1991, back then when it was first bombed. And there was all this, you know, FBI, and they're searching Muslims and tapping phones and stuff like that. At the conference, he said, you know, I just want to tell you, I have for sure knowledge that everybody's room was tapped at this conference. Right? And everybody's like, you know, they suck in their breath, and everybody's thinking, well, what did I say? Oh, I was joking about this, oh, I'm in big trouble, everybody's going to come get me, and then he said, yes, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kiraman katibin. The angels who are tapping our phones, tapping our internet access, and seeing all of it. But what's interesting, everybody is like, oh, they breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, only the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as it's not the FBI, we're okay if it's just the angels. But these are the hafizeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon everybody. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, upon you. إِنَّ is the indeed, the hafizeen, kiramin, katibin. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about humanity divided into two camps. And even though we see the themes repeating, you may not think, you know, may not realize that the ayah do not come exactly the same. Even though it's the same theme, but the ayah, each time you hear it, it's a different aspect. And it's almost like it's hitting the person, disbelief, again and again and again. So that, as you can see in Mecca, after 13 years of being in Mecca and living these ayat, they were prepared for what was coming in Medina of the battles, because they had their aqidah straight. And you see how it's coming, verses after verses and surah after surah, this belief in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ, and bir is like piety, al-abrar, those people of piety, لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, are in delight, which is paradise. لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ, and indeed the fujjar, those are the wicked, the sinners and evildoers, لَفِي جَحِيمٍ, are in a blazing fire. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. يَصْلَوْنَهَا, they'll be thrown in and they will enter into it, يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, on the day of the recompense, the day of repayment. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. And they will not be absent, غائبين, absent from them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينَ. And again it comes as a question, that what will make you understand this? And so the person has to interact and pay attention to what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that, ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينَ. That again, what will make you understand and what will make you know what that يوم الدين, that day of recompense is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a little bit of that day, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. A day when no soul or no person will have any power to help any other person. وَالْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. That the amr and the affair and the final word is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole word is for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Solely to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 19, and this is a warning from verse 17, 18, and 19, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. A warning to the people. What will make you understand this? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. The warning comes more severe. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. That all those people that were doing the making a person careless and anything that made them careless, nothing can help them. No matter what it was, even if it was the entire world, nothing can help someone on the Day of Judgment, and they'll be alone. They'll die alone, they'll enter their grave alone, they'll be resurrected alone. وَالْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And it's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the person prays to Allah to make that day easy for him.